Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to the third episode of the Choking Hazard podcast with my guests Sugarfree Nuss, that side.
I'm a co-host, you dolt.
Co-host.
Did I say guests again? I'm Bruffy1322
Wait,
and welcome to the third episode.
Stupid dashboard on Twitch.
It's kind of playing it again.
What a start. What a time.
I've choked the intro every week so far. It's living up to the name, isn't it? So we have my co-hosts, Sugarfree Nuss that side and RDT down there. The topics tonight, we're going to be talking about GTA itself and the sort of state of GTA and its resurgence with sort of the roleplay stuff that we're seeing. We're going to be talking a little bit about sort of Twitch donations and big donations on Twitch and things like that. And that leads me straight into talking about our guest tonight, who is kind of the person who you would be expecting to always ask the most pertinent and important questions in a situation, as we saw from the I-60 vlog, such as, what is the fastest scooter around the NEC? It is, of course, Sarch360. Hello, man.
Hello. Good evening. Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for coming.
Well, we're glad you're here. We are glad you're here.
So we've seen Sarch in the I-60 vlog, for those of you who have seen that. And I'm going to point out straight away that his name is Sarch, technically.
Yes.
And this was like a revelation when I realized, when I was told about this. I'd been saying his name as Sarch for, I don't know, like,
a year,
it's been, and then it turns out I was saying it wrong all this time, and there's no way I can change it now. For me, it's forever Sarch.
I wasn't too worried, to be honest, but when on that stream everyone was going about how you were saying everyone's name wrong, I thought, well, maybe this is the time to actually confess.
That was it.
Like, to play that card.
It was like
the
ultimate kick in the balls on that stream. Like, every single person had been saying how I'd been getting their name wrong, and then the one person who I thought I'd been saying it right all this time. It was like, man. So
that's why I kept my name to one syllable words. Just 3 1 syllable words, no one can get it wrong. Alright, that was the reason I named myself what I am.
Sugar, the only reason.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. Look, Alabama education, all right? You got to give me a break here.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's why I kept it to one syllable in every way. That's why. Oh, man. Okay, so let's do what we always do. Well, I say we always do. I mean, we've only done it once. We've only had one episode before this, but we'll talk about the previous episode and the significant drop-off in views from the first episode to the second. It wasn't as evident on Twitch. It was from like 300 live to 200 live, but on YouTube it was a significant drop-off.
And that was a rough one. Reality check.
Personally, and there's a few other people who said this, that it's probably to do with the theme. You know, we were talking about Twitch. We were talking about Twitch pretty in-depth. The title of the video itself was Twitch as a platform. Probably not the most interesting thing that people in general might want to listen to, I think. It's interesting for us because we're kind of always on Twitch, but you know, when you're taking it to YouTube, maybe it's not as interesting. So we can put it to that, and then you know, we'll see how this one does, because this one's going to have a bit more of a title that will bring people in, you know, the state of GTA.
It was the Illuminati. That's why.
My hypothesis is everyone was just here for the face reveal and the hat. So now that that's all gone, and the viewers are gone.
I mean, that is it, so, to be fair.
I think it was
The hat wasn't there for week two. So
that's why I added one in this week, just to be sure. this is the test.
We're covering our bases. At least one person has to wear a hat every week. Just to keep the viewer numbers up. Is that what it's going to be?
Three heads of hair or more. Not too much. Which we're already screwed because Sarsh obviously isn't wearing a hat. I mean, why would he cover that so, beautiful head of hair?
We're good this week.
We're not. Yeah,
we've got three yours.
Heads of hair. We're done. He's losing subs as we speak.
Bring back the hat, see? It's in the chat if you want to say bring back the hat.
Not bringing back the hat. All right, listen. You had enough of the hat. The hat will come back on special occasions. All right, special occasions.
On week 52.
Yeah. When's the 4th of July? Oh, MB Hammer. 4th of July. When is that?
Yeah, we have MB Hammer from our guest from last week. He's here in the background as our producer in case we need anything.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
No one saw it last week. Now, what Coin Dog says is correct, though. Like, it doesn't matter. We had fun and we talked and it was fun, and it doesn't matter about the views.
We've discussed it. You know, this isn't a show for the views. It's a show for the... the diehards. That's why it's on a Friday. We've discussed this. Yeah. So
Hashtag bring back the hat.
I'm not bringing back the hat. Shut up, Jaji. I will ban you.
I mean, it's back there.
Satch, did you watch it last week, the podcast? Since I wasn't on it. You know, was it?
No, I did. And it, you know, it was a good podcast. I think it is interesting to hear what you guys have to say about it, the whole streaming aspect of it. And I especially like Mr. Mega Mario's question. He put you on the spot about choosing between YouTube and Twitch.
It was a
pretty good question. I must admit, I was kind of shocked at your choice, but I can see where you're coming from in terms of the numbers of people that are following you on YouTube. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think this is a good platform to move forward. Gives you a lot of flexibility in terms of streaming other games.
It was one hell of a difficult question to answer.
It was.
It bloody was. I don't even know if it was the right answer, what I said, but that was what I said on the spot. So that was the initial response, at least.
No, go with your heart. Yeah. Go with your heart sometimes.
All right, so the topics. Let's get our first topic. We're talking about GTA. In particular, and the state of the game right now.
GTA Online, in particular.
GTA Online, yeah, because I mean, we haven't had an update to GTA 5, so
the single player. Call it Grand Theft Auto 5 Online V. Yeah.
Yeah. Aditi knows about all that.
Yeah, I know all about it.
So you know, I messed up. Okay, there we go. You're back. I'm joking. This is the perfect name for a podcast when I'm controlling everything. What do you guys think? I'll open it up to you guys first. The state of GTA. It's a pretty open topic. It's a pretty open question.
GTA
Online. How you feel about it? How you feel about its life? Is it coming to the end? Is it still going good? Is it still interesting? You know, what's all about going on?
I don't know. I mean, Rockstar gave me $250,000 for no reason. Pretty happy with them. That's I don't know.
So you've got like a T-shirt. They bought a T-shirt for you, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah, they got me one watch. You've got
a watch.
They're keeping you hooked.
Keeping you hooked
with your T-shirts. Yeah.
I don't know. Nas, you have more going on. The PC side entirely has more going on.
I don't know. I can't stand GTA Online as a game anymore. It's just so boring. Like, all I do is race. That's it. I get on. I do the playlist that we do on Monday and Tuesday, self-promotion. And then and that's all I do. That's all I do in GTA because nothing is fun to me anymore. And nothing is fun.
Get out.
Nothing.
Have you tried Tiny Races yet? I've heard that's fun.
Have you tried?
No, I'm not trying it. I won't try it. I will never try it. But nothing is fun to me other than racing. That's it. Because, I mean, the next DLC we've got coming up is Gun Running. Gavner's just said something about it. And it's just going to be more, like, I have a feeling it's going to be more military stuff. Like, you know, we've already got the Insurgent and the Savage and the Hydra and all this other stuff. I mean, none of that appeals to me. The missions will probably just be reskinned biker missions, so that's not going to be too cool. I mean, they could surprise me. They very well could. The DLCs give me, I don't know, I'd say a couple days of fun whenever they drop, but then it's just right back to racing. So the game is just pretty stale for me.
Fair enough.
But at least they're putting stuff out there.
The whole point
is really just to keep you hooked into GTA until the next one comes out. You know, they've clearly streamlined their staff base to work on these like smaller DLC items that just keep people, keep GTA in the limelight, in the forefront of everyone's videos and, you know, media places. And that's all they're doing. It's and clearly they're doing well. Before this,
Rockstar's doing well.
The share prices recently, and they've doubled over the last year. You know, it's they're doing well. They're doing well.
They do have a great business model. I mean, they put out a digital product. I doubt they pay their programmers or their developers that much. Well, I don't know about that. Like the people that actually put the time into making Tiny Racers, I doubt they paid him that much.
Apparently, Rockstar is a hellhole to work at, from what I've read across the web. It's not so hellhole, too.
Their profit margins, I mean, their operating margins, seeing as though the most that they have to do is put it on a disc. It's all like digital media, you know? But I don't know. They're really good at making money. That's all I know.
But people clearly keep coming back to it. You know, it's always something people online. You know, racing. Obviously, we've got our racing community, but I'm sure there are loads of others doing the death matches and the CEO missions, the biker missions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are people that like PvP in this game. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I can't see the appeal, but I mean, there are people that do PvP in this game, and that's what they do.
And it's quite like the price of GTA. If you were to go into a store and buy it now, certainly in the UK, if you just got, you know, PS4, Xbox One version, whatever, it's still £25. For a game that is so old now, and people must still be buying it at that price to warrant them keeping it at that price, and it is, I think on one hand that paints one picture that it's still, you know, people are still coming into the game and it's still going to keep getting supported because it's making the money via shark cards and all this kind of stuff. But then on the other hand, it's quite telling that they're sort of giving away free money a lot more recently, especially with, you know, the recent tax refund that we've had, $425,000 just given away if you logged on. I mean, to us who are always playing, that might not be too much, but to, you know, people who haven't, who aren't as interested or into it as we are, that's a lot of money, and it might have gotten Yeah, it might have gotten a lot of people to actually come back to the game with this windfall of money.
Yeah, and so, then blow it all on one car and then get, like,
and then realize that they need a shark card, so then they buy that. Giving away some free money to get more back.
This isn't some conspiracy theory. I think it makes sense. They made the trophy truck like $415,000. They discounted it and they give you a $425,000 rebate. Get it makes you spend the money, gun running comes out, shark card. They're geniuses. They are so smart at what they do.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
That's why I cheat at every opportunity in the game. Just straight up cheat.
No,
that's
in this crew. Not in Noto. We're...
No? Oh, no.
Never admit.
By the book.
Filthy cheater.
I don't know. It's interesting when you sort of talk about what the future holds for GTA. And I agree that they are just sort of... They're keeping it running and keeping people interested enough until the next game. And that's obviously what they're going to do. But when you think that they are still making a lot of money off the shark cards, they have to be, especially as Sash says, with the, you know, that business eye with the share prices and stuff, that's insane. That even in just the last year, the share prices have doubled. And they haven't released a game in the last year. That's all from GTA Online and the shark cards there. So they do have a very good business model with that. And the longer that they can just eke that out and keep that going, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Whether that gives us any better content or whether it just gives us some extra cards over here and there, I don't know. But
yeah, I wonder how they're going to implement the online into... Like, are they going to keep shark cards but make them like... treasury bonds or something like that.
There'll be some way to monetize Red Dead Online. Absolutely.
Yeah. Force cards.
I think that they definitely they got. It'll be even more prevalent in GTA 6 the whole, like, they didn't realize the earning potential that they could have from shark cards until, you know, probably the ill-gotten gains stuff, because that was really expensive, and that was the first DLC that was very, very expensive. And then they probably did that as just a test to see if people would buy this insanely expensive stuff. And people must
have.
And
they did.
They must have got lots of profit from shark cards to buy these things. And since then, every single DLC almost has been insanely priced.
Because the first lot of cars in the DLC, were they all issued in one go? Or were they drip fed at the
I believe so. They were all issued
in one go for quite a few of the DLCs. It was only sort of
recently.
Yeah.
Sort of, and this is it. Yeah. They're becoming more and more aware of people willing to spend that money on shark cards.
Yeah.
I mean, the most expensive yacht they value at 100 real US dollars.
Yeah.
And that is ridiculous. That is so crazy.
It costs you to move it then as well, which is it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I think everything from last gen or the last gen DLCs were all in one go. It's only sort of since we've been to new gen and quite a bit into new gen, I think. I can't remember exactly when it was, but they started releasing maybe 7 vehicles and keeping 4 behind, and then releasing 5 vehicles and keeping 5 behind, and then releasing 2 vehicles and then keeping loads behind. Like, it's got more and more insidious in that respect, because they know that people will buy the cars that are released first of all, and then they'll buy a new car the next week, and then they'll buy another car the next week, instead of just releasing 10 cars all at once. People choose their favorite and then don't really spend any extra.
Yeah, that's what happened with the Osiris and the T20, right?
Yeah.
And ill-gotten gains.
Again, ill-gotten gains seems to be like the base of where they've made all the decisions.
That was the starting point.
The Osiris came out, everyone bought it because it was the quickest and it was like the most expensive car that had ever been released. And then a month later, the T20 comes out. It's even more expensive, and it's, again, a tenth of a second quicker again.
Yeah,
and
at least it was balanced. Rockstar for that. But
it makes you wonder if they look at your videos for that, because you're probably the most prevalent and the people that borrow your content.
There's no way. There's no way they watch his videos, or we would not. The Blista Compact would not be enforced. There's no way.
They had him on a live stream, so they know about him. If he's a
big deal, what did he do?
Up in corporate, you know? Come on.
You have to say, though, that apart from a few missteps along the way, recently with the GP1, for example, the supercars class is probably one of the most balanced in the game. And if they do watch my videos and they've decided that, look, all the other classes, we're not going to put that much effort in, but at least we'll make one class that's balanced, they've actually done not too bad of a job with that, I don't think. But, yeah, it's...
But is that because they want to keep the class balanced, or is that because they don't want any vehicle to go faster than that anyway, so it just all ends up being balanced anyway?
Yeah, maybe. Like,
or they just want people to buy them all, because you can use any of them.
Yeah.
And do you think they have the knowledge on how to balance cars?
I think that the people actually programming the cars and, you know, all the handling sheets and data sheets that we look into retrospectively, and we do all our stuff using that, and we learn all about the cars using that. I think that the actual programmers who are programming those cars and writing all that code for the cars, I think they're actually pretty damn clever, and they know what they're doing. They know how cars work. They know that this car needs a little bit less power because it's got a little bit more traction, and they know how that's going to work, and I think they test it. I think that, and I've thought this for a while, that Rockstar is such a huge company that the people who program the cars aren't the same people who choose what class they go in or what they look like, or, you know, these various different differences. And then that gets palmed off to somebody else who doesn't have a clue what he's doing and puts the Blitz Compact in sports, for example, or the Drift Tamper in sports instead of muscle. You know, I think the actual people who are programming them, from that standpoint, I think they're pretty clever and know what they're doing. At least they did. Yeah. Whether it's still the same people working on it now, I don't know. But
Well, I know that they have the ability to, because we've been doing it. Johnny and Blah, you know, we're working on our 5M server.
Yeah, we'll talk about that
right now.
Yeah, we're
talking about that later on. But we are balancing cars ourselves. We're diving into the game code and changing these values and balancing these cars ourselves. So if a bunch of amateurs can do it, just because they love the game and they know a little bit about the values, then the people who made it absolutely can have balanced cars. We can have every single car balanced and different in how they handle if they wanted to, but they don't. Because we've got, in the server, we've got quite a few vehicles from GTA 4, like the Uranus, and we've got like a Futo hatch that wasn't in it, but you know, we've got all these different tuner cars, and all of them are incredibly different, but they're on the same pace around the circuit. So they could balance these cars. They just sometimes choose not to.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just the way it ends up happening.
I agree that, you know, what was said in the chat there, that a balanced class is good for their sales. You know, if you need multiple different cars to compete, then you need to buy multiple different cars. And they know that there is a racing community out there. And even my videos, and people watch my videos and might see that you can't just have one car or something. That is also good for their sales. But it's interesting now that he said that in the chat, that it is the most expensive class in the game that is the most balanced. You know, that yeah. You know, they do have an interest to make at least one class balanced, I guess, in that respect, because the more people that buy the cars, the more money that they get. But yeah, I think they've got the ability to do it. I think it's just one of these sort of lost in translation things where we get the problems with that. But the state of the game in general, I think, like you said, they're going to milk it as much as possible. And it is a small team that are working on GTA now, no doubt, because there's so many other things that Rockstar want to do. And it's just going to be interesting to see how prevalent this all is with the microtransactions at GTA 6 on the next GTA offering, online offering. Because I personally think it's just going to be what we have now, even worse. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's about it.
That was a low moment. It's going to be what we have now, even worse. Everybody's depressed. Yeah, we're going to have to pay loans. We're going to pay for a $60 game. And then we're going to have to pay so many shark cards, even at the start. The beach bum pack, the equivalent for the beach bum pack, which was free on GTA 5, is going to cost us an $80 shark card on GTA 6.
And how long do we endure this little drip feeding of bits and pieces, really?
As long as we get views on Twitch and YouTube, that's how long. That's the correct answer.
I think it's still fun answer. To a certain degree, though. I feel like GTA still has the ability to be fun because it's the kind of game that everybody has. Like,
yeah, that's
everybody
one of the
selling
has it.
So
is.
If you what, even what if makes, like even. Oh. You can just get on with some friends if you just want to choose to just mess around on GTA one night. It might only be one night a week or one night a month or something. Everybody has it mostly, so it still has an appeal that way. It's just for those of you who are more in depth and playing it sort of all the time, it's losing that appeal, I think, especially with the adversary modes that they're bringing out. Tiny cars.
Well, I mean, what's racist, my favorite, obviously, all the tracks being created.
Nas is the personification of selling out. You're damn right. Always.
That's it.
That's how I live my life.
No. But what has been good is everybody being able to make their own tracks, and that's kind of kept it a little bit fresh.
Yeah, the creator's the only reason this game's still alive.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last week with the developer, how much we were
I think this will
that.
Be a recurring theme.
A lot of the things that we talk about.
I mean, this game is pretty awful, but hey, at least we've got the creator.
That's
right.
Synchronized drink.
Yeah.
Synchronized drink. There it is. We're going to have Aditi's.
Oh, where are you?
We're going to have cheers.
No, the other side, Aditi. You need to do the
God
other side.
Damn it, every time.
There you go. There you go. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Some game. I think we were about to change
the
topic.
Some game.
In fact, I'll segue the topic.
Come on, then.
Said earlier, come on. Oh, I'm bringing it. Sarge said earlier that Rockstar is doing a very good job at keeping GTA Online, you know, in the news, like in everyone's minds. People come back to it often. And while they may be doing a good job, I don't think they're doing as good of a job as third-party mods and GTA 5M here lately. Because that has been a big deal on Twitch, and that'll transition us into our next topic. Go ahead.
It has been a pretty crazy increase in the amount of people playing GTA. I mean, when you look at it on Twitch and the viewer numbers, it's insane now.
Yeah, it is. It's always the top because we've got people on these. Do any of you know like the gist of the GTA RP scene? Like what's like what the deal is? Do any of
just
you
from watching your stream, Noss's stream on whenever Ruffy doesn't that one? Yeah, yeah.
Just me chatting about it.
Just self-promotion can come at the end, all right?
At any time, self-promotion.
Self-promotion can strike anywhere, anytime.
Striking all the time.
But anyway, so there's a third-party multiplayer modification called 5M. It's a completely separate install to, you know, it doesn't mess with your game files at all, so it's, you know, completely safe, yada yada, you don't get banned. Anyway, people can set up their own dedicated servers for a multiplayer GTA Online, basically. Supports 24 players, and really, as long as you have someone who knows how to code in Lua, you can do anything with the game that you want to, with the way that 5M and the servers work. So the big thing, the big deal that people have been doing is GTA RP. There's a particular server called State of Emergency. It's the most well-done server currently that people play on, and it is making people on Twitch. It is making Twitch partners. That thing just churns out Twitch partners in terms of viewership because with the RP, you know, you've got to role play as a character, you've got to be your character, and you work your way up. You know, you do jobs and get money, and then you buy cars, much like GTA Online. But everyone else is a, you know, every other character is a person. So there are cops that patrol that will pull you over and everything like that. So
it's, so it's like Second Life GTA. Is that
basically?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically. And it's a lot of fun from what I've seen. It's difficult to get into, but it's a lot of fun, and it has been making people on Twitch. The viewers have been ridiculous, and you know, it's interesting to watch.
It feels like it has been a resurgence for GTA. Because before that, people were, I mean, I could be the top streamer on GTA, and that's saying
not
something.
Anymore.
Not anymore. I'm way down the order now with this. I want to do. It's the sort of thing that I always used to watch. You know, Frankie on PC in 1080p with his DayZ videos, and there was a bit of role play in that, and then the Arma 3 stuff that there was role play things that go on in there, and I always found it really interesting and intriguing. And for it to come to GTA, I think it makes sense. Like it does make
yeah, it
sense
does.
Because
it's
the game.
Sandbox.
It's a huge open world game where you can have endless possibilities. It's not like Arma, for example, where it's very military based and not as built up as what you might consider GTA to be with the world itself. So it makes sense, and it seems surprising that Rockstar haven't played to that and created a more. I kind of expected GTA Online to be a more open and more consistent online experience, like you get from a MMORPG sort of thing, and these servers are kind of bridging that gap a little bit, doing what the community wants of GTA. But it's just insane how much people watch it and how good it can be. I've never actually sat down and watched it, but I would love to get involved in it and do some RP stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably work it out somehow, but, you know, Noda's making their own server. Myself and Blade and Johnny and Blah and quite a few other people. Hopefully we'll be able to make our own server. That's the goal. But Blade is right. You know, it's like the shenanigans that we had, just, you know, not scripted. So
Yeah. The shenanigans when we did those before the MCC and I put them up on YouTube, people really loved seeing it.
Thanks, Blade. Thank you.
Thanks, Blade. Yeah, thanks for that. Don't let Noss take all the credit. people really did enjoy it, and it's basically that, but in real time and not scripted.
Yeah, it's create your own story.
Create your own shenanigans. Yeah.
That's what GTA Online was supposed to be.
Yeah, that's like, what I always felt this year. Remember when you go back and watch the very first trailer now.
That trailer.
It's so different. Even now, after all these years, it's not what it was supposed to be from the trailer.
No.
It was like, play golf with your friends or don't live your life. And now it's like, just go out and kill some things, get killed by people because we're playing the same video game, buy a supercar. Like, it's the same stuff. It's
get your money stolen by a modder.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to you?
You know that that lovely line of Chrome F620s?
Oh, yeah.
That car actually cost me $3 million.
What?
Because I went in to find one off the street. I should have just bought it, really. But let me just go and steal one. I got it, went into the mod shop, and then I looked at my account, and $3 million had just disappeared.
Wow.
So it was a very expensive. I'm not selling that car now.
That's your most expensive. That is the most expensive car in the game. Officially, it's more expensive than an X80 now. That's it. That Chrome F620. Wow.
I mean, it makes sense for the best car in the game, but, you know.
don't trigger me.
I'm just saying.
The thing is, like, that kind of goes into the whole state of GTA, especially on the PC side.
People are unsatisfied with GTA Online, so they're looking to other options.
That's right.
That goes right back to what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you, you've sort of, Rockstar have, they've released a few words about these RP servers and things, and basically they are not legitimate. There's only two ways to play GTA, and that's the single player and Rockstar's own GTA Online offering. And basically, playing these things, it will mean that your account will be banned, and that'll be it. And they've said that in an official statement, but they haven't really done anything, as far as I know. So it's probably just one of those things where they're saying that just for the sake of saying it. And then if there's any issues further down the line, they can go back to that and say,
we warned you.
We said we were gonna do it. Might be 4 years later, but cool.
But I think it's within their interest to keep it, just to keep allowing people to do it.
Could you imagine a GTA Online, or not a GTA Online, but a GTA in general, where the modding community was supported? Like just as long as you have to buy a legitimate copy of the game, which with 5M you do, it does check if you have a legitimate copy of the game that you've bought through Social Club or Steam or wherever.
Which is how it should be.
It drives up sales anyway. If you had a pro modding Rockstar,
not like the only did, one, that wasn't me. Keep going, Noss. I'm sorry.
If you had a pro modding Rockstar, like GTA Online is just you can do anything with it, or GTA in general with mods, and it would be nice to see them have a more positive, less hostile approach to modding. I don't think they ever will. I think less hostile approach to anything.
You can't really listen to what Rockstar is even saying about that, because remember when they said that they were never going to take out glitches that weren't game breaking, but now we can't launch our fire trucks 10,000 miles per hour because they took it out. You can't gate launch anymore, and that was so much fun. I spent like an hour flashing the air, and now I can't do that anymore. Like, they just said they weren't going to do that, and now they did say they're going to do something, and they don't.
That's a fair point. Modded games don't sell shark cards. That is true.
Yeah, they don't.
But so they want to keep people on their own GTA Online offering, because that's where the shark cards are sold. But
back to the business model.
Where's
my cop outfit, Rockstar? Yeah, exactly. They took away the glitch cop outfit from people. Like, that wasn't hurting anybody.
Their lack of openness in general and locking off various vehicles for racing and not allowing us to sell police vehicles in our garages. And it's been like that since the game first released. I don't understand why. I don't get why that is. Why can't we just store these vehicles in our garage? What is the reason that we can't do that? That doesn't make sense to me, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, what was the police car? We used to be able to store the police SUVs,
You used to be able to save police cars since GTA 3.
Yeah, in the regular the game, yeah. I don't understand why the online offering isn't more open. It's meant to be an open world game, yet there's so many restrictions on what you can do, and I think that's why people lose interest in the game itself, and that why they have to constantly pump out these DLCs to keep people coming back, and it only lasts for a very short amount of time before people get bored again. Because they just lack this openness to allow people to do more things that they would like to do. And it is, I agree, it is the creator that keeps GTA going, honestly. If it wasn't for that.
But that's for us that like racing. What if you don't like racing? You know?
I just struggle to see the appeal of the game. But then again, I've got 130 days or something in the game. I mean, the appeal should be gone by then. But past, like, when you're new and, you know, if you're in a niche little community like we are or you like PvP or whatever, I struggle to see the appeal of GTA Online, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, I feel like...
It's a grind.
They pander to the racers, with these DLCs that come out. And by bringing out these new adversary modes... that with double money and whatever, they're trying to, and making the cars so expensive, they're trying to get the people that are interested in the cars to try these other things.
Because that's where they can make the sale. Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah.
They're not going to buy shark cars. So.
You know, they're not going to release a new gun for like $3 million because he's going to spend that on a gun. But on a car, that's fine.
That's true.
Or a yacht, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, we can say all this and we can have all these thoughts and opinions on what they're doing, but they must have like a wealth of data from every aspect. They'll be recording everything that everybody does across the whole of GTA. They know what sells, what doesn't sell, what works, what doesn't work, what brings people back, what doesn't. So many spreadsheets. There will be so many. It would be like a dream for me to look through all that data and figure out what's going on. But
just one day in the Rockstar offices,
and all of this will be going into the next game, and it's going to be more. It's going to be more prevalent in that respect. But I would hope that it's also with that goes hand in hand to be more open as well. Hopefully, the GTA RP stuff. Makes Rockstar realize that there's so many people out there that want this kind of experience and they actually incorporate it into GTA 6 or whatever the next online offering is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's partly why we're starting to see cars kind of drop in price. I imagine they got to a breaking point with the cunning stunts and the X80 where they saw that, prices were going down or sales were going down. And so they're like, all right, well, how can we boost the shark card sales? And so they brought the Tempesta and all that. Those went back up because they were more affordable. So they're selling more shark cards. It's a business model. I've always been on the defensive Rockstar saying that they're just making money. That's what they're made to do. That's what a company is trying to do. So cool. I can't fault them for trying to make money. But if you're alienating a player base, that's also not very good at all.
There's a limit as to how far your customers, they're only going to go so far. You know, yes, there's lots of people that have the time to grind and earn the money doing the missions. There are those that don't, and, then you're kind of alienating those. But if you make everything too expensive, then, likes myself, I'm not going to spend any more money on shark cards because
People will spend $800 or whatever. But if you bump that iPhone up to $1,500, how many people are going to keep buying that iPhone?
They'll all keep buying it because
some people will keep buying it. And that's like
it's finding that balance so that the increase in price and the less amount of people that are going to buy it will offset the more amount of people that would have bought it at a lower price. So I guess they're playing around with it. They're playing around with GTA now. To see what works and what doesn't work for the next one. And that's all they're doing.
What you're buying is nothing.
Yeah.
It's not tangible.
Yeah.
It's a bit of programming on a computer.
Yeah.
So
you're buying the ability to have something.
There is a limit on to how much people are willing to spend on these types of things, I'm sure.
And there's always that that idea of you get these hardcore players who are playing the game, probably don't have jobs, they're probably kids. So, like,
Wow.
We're not
talking about me talking down to viewers. Wow.
No, but yes. If you have a job and you're working, you know, a lot, you can't be completely against shark cards. It's the people who are vehemently against shark cards and say that everything should be earned. You can grind and get money, and there's easy ways to get money, and you can do it, you know, a couple of hours a day or whatever. But when you have a job and you've got other commitments and other things and a family or whatever, you can't do that. There's no way. So, of course, shark cards are going to be a thing and a good option for people like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'll be honest. I have bought a number of shark cards. Because, yeah, like you say, bruv, I don't have the time to grind away
exactly.
hours.
Exactly.
And it works for me, you know, and it's bought me the things that I enjoy, and it's made the game enjoyable for me. So...
Also brought Bruffy a bunch of things that he enjoys and a bunch of things that brings joy to him. So,
segue.
No, but when you think about it, like, that's it. I was going to say something that was going to start with that part of a sentence, and now it's completely gone. That's it. Train of thought lost completely. Scumbags.
I'm trying to figure out what my noise gate is. Honestly, I keep cutting out, so...
Well, you keep doing that. You can keep doing that. Yeah, that's it. It's gone. I don't know what I was saying. Oh, that was it. Yeah, yeah. When you like sort of work it out, and the maximum amount of money that you can earn, like per hour, you would actually be better spending your time going out and getting a job, even at minimum wage. And
yeah, I think
spending
I've seen
it on a shark
do
card.
The math. Did you see that?
I haven't seen... I think I've worked this out before myself, but...
Well, of course you did. I forget your card-carrying mathematician. So. Of course you did.
But yeah, the...
65 plus 45.
It does actually make... It's better use of your time to go out and get a job and buy a shark card than it is to just grind on GTA, if that's all you're doing.
Okay.
Because, right. You know, and when a game becomes something that you have to grind instead of just playing it for because you enjoy the game mode or you enjoy what you're doing, then does it stop becoming a game and become more of a job at that point that you're just, you're working, you're having to work out what's the best way to earn money on GTA, what's your hourly rate of money, when why not just go out and get a job, earn a bit more money? And then you spend it on the game and do what you actually want to enjoy. And then if what you're left with is stuff that you don't enjoy anymore, then it's not a game anymore. It's just a grind. And I get the idea also that Hammer mentioned in the chat earlier, how the prices were lower in the start of the game because people weren't making money and there's easier ways to make money now. And then there's also the idea that people glitched a lot of money. Every time a glitch is found, people go to it, and that raises the prices to bring the overall cost down.
I don't think
that
influences the cost at all.
I don't know.
Because if you're taking into account people cheating at your video game in terms of the prices, then I think you're doing it wrong. So I have no doubt that glitching has no effect on the cost.
You're penalizing the people who play properly. For the people who...
Yeah, because, I mean, those people aren't going to buy shark cards anyway. Like me, we're just going to, you know, find the latest money glitch or mod menu or whatever, and, you know, we're done. So...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. How are you doing for money in the game, RDT? You know, on Xbox, there's no options for anything. It's kind of, you know, you've got to work for your money or buy shark cards. How are you doing?
And you're going to do it all by yourself because you're on Xbox One.
Because import-export was actually one of the best things, I think, that happened to this game. Because you can just collect vehicles real easy. And if you have a good group of people that you play with, then you can just get a solo public lobby with the solo public glitch and just sell a whole bunch of high-end cars.
Yeah.
So, cheater. I mean, currently...
Still needs the glitches, though.
Yeah.
Technically not glitching. It's a strategy.
Yeah.
It's a fault in the game, in the network. Currently, I'm not doing too good with money because I just spent a bunch because I love spending money on cars.
I'm just addicted to it in real life and in online video games, which is why I have a leaky ceiling.
But, but then again, you're having to you're again having to get into a lobby and focus your efforts with a group of people on making money instead of just playing the game or doing some races or something.
But a delivery takes, I don't know, 5 minutes tops, and then we take it, and then we race all the time.
Yeah,
you know, but the group that I play with on Xbox, and most of Xbox, I would say, especially the Nonchalant Dominance, obviously the Nonchalant Dominance, just race and just do like 16 race playlists that just go on for 3 hours, and you just have fun and just make money as you go. That's how I've always approached the game: is you kind of just make money as you go, and you don't have to get everything as it comes out. It's not instant gratification.
Yeah, you just that's exactly right.
Yeah, so
I also agree with, you know, what was just said. I would buy shark cards if I would get 10 million for $10, was said in the chat.
Yeah,
I think, you know, the price of the shark cards has always been extortionate. In the early days when things didn't cost as much, it made more sense, but now for a yacht to be $100 is insane. It's just it's just insane.
It does have a hot tub though.
It does have a
hot tub.
Okay,
that's true.
Fair enough. Two of the variants do. One of them doesn't.
I have a thing for hot tubs. So,
I think I'm on the other side of the aisle there. I just, look, I'm 140, 130 days into this game. I should have everything. All right, I've invested so much time. I want whatever comes out right now. That's like, there has to be an end game at some point to these video games. There has to be an end game. And if the 130 hour or days is not the end game, then there never will be one. You'll be grinding forever. And
if we are going to relate this back to real life, do you think you only have to put in 130 days of work to retire?
We don't. This is the folly of people who compare it to real life. This is a video game. I want to have fun. All right? You cannot compare the two. This is a recreational
tomato,
side
tomato.
Thing.
Tomato, tomato.
Don't even point at that tomato.
That petrified tomato.
Like this, I play this game to have fun. I play this game to enjoy myself. I don't play this game to, you know, marvel at my accomplishment of, oh, I played Rooftop Rumble for 9 hours and now I have this car, look at me. Like, no, I just want to have fun.
Again, so, it does go to that argument of when does a game stop becoming a game and become more of a job. And you can look at it and go from it from both ways. But Blade said you need to make 1.2 million GTA dollars per hour to beat minimum wage in New York. So that's the kind of values that we're looking at. 1.2 million GTA dollars every hour, otherwise it would be better to just go out and get a job in New York. And
the
I think minimum wage in other places.
Oh, wow.
So that's minimum wage as well.
Gosh,
so, New York's pretty close. I should probably just move
so we've been talking a lot about money with GTA money, but let's talk about real money. And
whoosh, transition.
Do you think that was smooth? Do you think that was smooth?
No, pretty smooth.
Now see radio DJ, you need a cha-ching button, just, you know, one of those plugs.
Look, we're not going to be a radio, this is a podcast, not a radio show.
No, sorry.
And as much as Nos wanted to be a radio show.
I know. I cry every night.
We have Sarch on, who has been one of the bigger contributors to donations to me personally on Twitch
and myself
and Nos and Zexy as well, a little bit as well, not a little bit, but as well. You know, you I guess have some reputation now. You're second on my all-time list, just and I guess it's interesting to get an idea of the mindset and what goes into your decisions of donating.
You want to look into my mind.
And look into your mind, because you know, you see these. You always see these Twitch highlight videos on YouTube of, you know, streamer gets $1,000, streamer gets $5,000 or whatever, and they go crazy. But you never really get, you get an insight into the streamer's reaction to that, but you don't really get an insight into the donator's reaction and what was going through the donator's mind when they made that donation, what motivated them to do that. Yeah. You never see that side of it. So I find it interesting to, you know, get that.
Yeah, I'm interested in this topic message as well, because I've never donated to anyone on Twitch or subbed other than Twitch Prime. That's just because it's free. So, yeah, I'm interested in this mindset too.
So. Yeah, it's I think, yeah, I see people are saying crazy in the chat.
he's mad.
No, I think things through a lot. Like, I don't know if I've come across that way, but watching, I started watching your YouTube streams way back, and
streams or videos?
Your videos, sorry, okay. YouTube videos. That's kind of how I sort of got into getting onto Twitch and watching you live there. And just, I was being very impressed with the whole everything that you've been doing. Just this sort of the caliber of what you're putting together as well, compared to an awful lot of, let's face it, rubbish that's bandying around as well. So it's kind of been, you know, going from there and then starting to watch you on Twitch as well. Just very entertaining. It captured me, and I felt that you deserve to have some monetary contribution to what you've been doing. And that's kind of it. Okay, I'm maybe a little fortunate to be able to offer a certain amount, but you know, it's really, I feel that it's worth what you've given me. I hope that what I've given you is a good exchange. Let's put it that way. I worked out just watching your streams. I've effectively paid you $25 for what I've watched, which I think is actually quite good.
$25 an hour. See, I guess when you put it like that, from an earnings standpoint of somebody working and earning $25 an hour, that doesn't sound so ridiculous. But,
and that's excluding any of watching of your YouTube thing.
Yeah.
So it's probably less, really.
Right. But then you got to flip it around the other way and say, like, that's like if you were to watch an hour of Netflix and pay $25 for it or something.
Yeah, like, no one would be able to. No,
of course. Yeah, so like, that's why I think, actually, when you include the time of YouTube stream videos as well, then that figure will come down. Maybe a little bit more than what I paid Netflix, but I think it's worth every penny.
You might be able to whittle it down to also the information being worth a certain amount of money, because otherwise perhaps Sarge would be paying money on shark cards and buying cars that were worthless.
Yeah, buying the GP1. You know, thinking it's a good car, the links.
How much I've probably, the savings that you've given me, I've passed on to you.
So. Oh, well, fair enough. Obviously,
we just feel like Ruffy loves in chat for Sarge.
Well, Sarge, for that, without like people willing to donate like you, a lot of streamers couldn't do what they do, or the equipment to do what they need to do, have the equipment to do what they want to do.
And I think this is the way, Twitch and YouTube is, it's not new by any means, but it's, when I speak to, some of my friends and they're saying, they don't know what Twitch is, or the thought of giving someone some money who's playing video games is a little bit unusual, because it's not mainstream job. You're not, but you are in the entertainment business. Let's face it. That's where it is. And that's kind of how it is now. Twitch, obviously that Amazon have bought it. I know I've got friends who work in media companies, and they're also looking at Twitch as well. So this platform is becoming sought after, and it's basically recognized that streaming is quite a big thing. So the thought process of just giving someone money playing games will become a little bit more normal as time goes on.
And I guess you sort of you feel invested in the community. That you, it's not as if you go into a random stream and donate to someone random. You feel invested in the community. You can see that the things that you're doing will not only help the person who you're watching to continue to live and function, but also make the stream better with more equipment and things
exactly,
like that.
No, exactly that. Because
you're playing a part in the entertainment that you're going to be getting back, I guess.
That what I offer allows you to, you know, in, you know, get sort of the equipment that you need, allow you the time to produce more content. And that's really the whole part of it. I see it in, I'm putting my business head back on, as a, more of an investment in you, Ruff, so that you can carry on doing the things that you do. And I, this is how I kind of see, I don't say a role, but how I see myself in this community helping you in a way that I can. And that's, this is just how I sort of,
I mean, you're also a top notch mod, so
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously second level, second best.
So you work for this guy and you pay him. Like,
this is a deal.
No, it's interesting to get that. It's interesting to get that other side of it and understand, you know, the motivations, because I don't want to say anything for Cuff, but he's the other big one from this community, and I would imagine that it's the same sort of mindset, you know, being able to help. And he said that to me before in messages and things. He's being able to help me do what I do, which is very nice.
But that's everyone. I'm sure if you speak, they're going to say exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and I was just going to say it's not necessarily just the top donators. That goes for everybody who supports in any way, whether it's donating or subscribing or even just watching a video and leaving a like or something. Any extra effort that is put in beyond just that watching of a video, or even just consuming content, or going to the testing video, seeing what's first and clicking off. Anything beyond that is all support. It's all the same kind of support, I guess. And it all means a lot, because ultimately, I think the best part about streaming in YouTube is that you are on the... It's the people watching you who allow you to do the things that you do. It's not like you've got a big budget of a media company or something who are producing a TV show and then they release it and they get the money back from ad revenue or TV channels or things like that. It's not business related like that. It is more of a community oriented thing. So it does make sense in that respect, and I guess I can understand why other people who aren't involved in that wouldn't understand it, but it is good to get that idea from someone
to understand
directly.
It, really,
yeah.
Guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it up.
Thank you. I'm trying my best. And daily videos, by the way. Daily videos recently. I don't know how that happened, but I guess that's something that we're doing now, daily YouTube videos. I didn't plan for
daily
that. But
new GTA 5 online video every day.
I'm trying my best to make it.
It's also
I always feel like
seeing these types of new things, the podcast, you know, that, again, is just great to add to the collection of the Bruffy Corp.
Bruff Corp, a job so far you pay to work.
Damn it, you give me a bad rep. I always say this when you know, I'm always trying to make my content and what I do worth the support that people show me, and I'm always striving for that, whether I think it was or whether it wasn't. Doesn't matter. I'm still always trying to make it worthwhile for people who are watching or donating or, you know, whatever. It's always something that's in the back of your mind, and it does keep you moving forward and keep you wanting to put in that extra effort. So it goes both ways, I guess. Okay, so
it's worth the free Prime sub. So I mean,
it's worth the free
that's
Prime
the highest level of value.
I did ditch my $4.99 sub from you to my Amazon Prime. So
well, I think that's
I thought I saved myself $5 a month.
That's fair enough. I mean, you know, rather instead of giving it to Amazon, you know, give it to. I always say this, not necessarily just to me, but a streamer, instead of yeah. Amazon having it.
It's
Jeff Bezos. Okay. Screw that guy.
Oh damn it! I've messed something up on the labels. Anyway,
where are we going now?
We're gonna do the let's do the choke of the week. Let's debut the choke of the week.
We're gonna take it right into the choke of the week.
Do you want to explain it? Yeah, you know,
it's your thing. I don't know anything about it. You should look. I work off a script. Okay.
All right. Okay. So unless there's a script in front of you, we shouldn't
that's
expect
the difference
any information.
Between me and you, Nas.
Yeah.
Look,
all right.
If you want me to do an ad read, you got to give me an ad. So.
Okay, fine. So, I like the chokes in the chat. The idea is that every single week we're going to show a choke, and this, as we mentioned in the very first episode, RDT put it very well. It has to be a proper choke. It can't just be you're in last place. And you can't just be you're in last place and you flip your car over and explode. You were in last place anyway. That means nothing. If you're in first place and you're sort of 10, 20 seconds in the lead, this is when you roll over a cliff and end up finishing in fifth or sixth or something and explode. That's a choke. You were in a high-pressure situation where you could have done very well, got a good position, and you messed it up. You ruined it.
I agree.
So it's got to be a problem. Now, having said that, if we don't have any proper chokes for a given week, if there's none left in the bank, then maybe we'll go to a normal mistake, if you like. But we're going to give preferential treatment to proper chokes. And we want to see your guys' chokes. So there's going to be, if you're watching this on YouTube, there'll be a link in the description. I'm sure MB Hammer will be able to put the link in the chat for us. Oh, there you go. He's already done it. He's on the board.
Your chokes.
You can submit your choke of the week on the form in a YouTube video, and we'll play it. We're not sure how we're going to do it, whether we're going to do it sort of showcase three chokes and then we'll choose our best, or we'll just do the best choke every single week. But to give you an idea of how it's going to go, we've got one choke lined up already. I have anyway.
It's from the number one choke artist in our crew, actually.
It is from the number one.
You must have hours of chokes.
The beauty of this first one is that it is a proper choke. It is a very. It happened this week as well, so it does fill all of the hallmarks of a choke. It's exactly the sort of thing that you want to see, that we want to see. But yeah, you can submit your chokes, and we might show them on the podcast if they're good enough, if they are, or should we say, bad enough. But yeah, we'll showcase the first choke. Let's do this.
I might be 20 seconds behind on this choke.
Yeah.
So this was the latest Serrano? G-Fred.
9F's eating this up. What a classic, G-Fred.
Just got into the lead.
Into the lead.
There you go. It was beautiful, and then. You know, not a few. It was all going well. It was bang on for a win. This was all right. This was going well, and then
come on,
and then Bruffy strikes.
No! This is not what I wanted.
Someone
the descent down Chile, it always gets me. Come on, no! No!
Yeah, who would ever do that?
Who would do that? Obviously.
Sons of.
Oh my god! Come on. So there it is. There's the first choke of the week, and it was a true choke.
And that's been your Choking
sense
Hazard
of the word.
Podcast, Choke of the Week. We'll be back next week.
There you go.
You need a little sting with this now, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And yeah, we'll try to get some sort of overlay set up so that whilst we're showcasing the choke, you know, we have our faces on screen and we can maybe try and watch it all together so we're reacting to it at the same time, and then we can choose what we thought was the best or whether it's just going to be the regular one. But yeah, you know, it's not always going to be my chokes. We always see my chokes. That was just an example for the very first one to showcase what the whole thing is going to be about.
To give everyone an idea of what a real choke is.
Yes, exactly. Getting into first, comfortably in the lead, and then, yeah, issues.
Yeah, there's no one better qualified to teach what a choke is than you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So, chokes from a race or any choke from GT. I would say, should we open it up to any choke, any kind of choke from.
Any kind of choke anywhere, anything.
Anywhere, any game, anything. Any kind of choke. But it has to be a proper choke. It can't just be some.
It has to be Marshall Mathers, B Rabbit, can't beat Papa Doc. Although he did beat him in the end. Spoiler alert. That kind of choke.
These references? What? I
just got 8 Mile. Have you ever seen 8 Mile?
Yeah, 8 Mile.
I don't get the song Lose Yourself. Because he says you only get one shot. He made the song for that movie. But he chokes in the beginning. He blew his first shot and made it on his second shot. So,
are we getting off topic?
He gets two shots. Yes, we're talking about choking. He didn't choke. He choked the first time. That was his first shot, and then he wins on the second. You get more than one shot, Mom's Spaghetti. Come on,
second place and second place for life as well.
Hey, there you go. There you go. That's how it is. So now we're going to go on to the phone portion, the call-in portion, we debuted last week. So if anybody, Twitch subscriber or Patreon supporter who is on Discord, wants to get into the phone bank channel, MB Hammer will be there to take your calls and bring you into our chat to ask a question. And whilst that's happening, we shall do our regular segments that are coming back.
So if you have any questions, the questions can be for me, it can be for all of the hosts, it can be for the guests, it can be an open question, it can be whatever you desire. So jump right in the phone bank and we will take your calls.
Just don't be a dick.
I'm glad to see I've moved up the ranks from Google Boy to Phone Boy. Thanks very much.
that's good stuff.
Thank you.
Producer,
we got our regular segments, you know, RDT's Apple Juice Corner. What have you got for us this week?
Hola, amigos. Es Cinco de Mayo. And in this week, we have Tecate. Ooh. Only the finest from Mexico, okay? We're not going to build a wall around this because Tecate delivers the flavor every time. Tecate, pick yourself up a case.
Okay, so there you go.
And that's been your RDT Apple Juice of the Week.
Last week it was a less expensive beer, perfect for students. What are we talking beer wise on, you know, price wise for this one?
Ah, this was expensive for me. This was $20 for 24 as opposed to the $14 for 30.
Okay. Well,
I want to make some kind of joke about the Home Depot parking lot, but I'm gonna not.
At least you're pushing the board out at least for the RDT's Apple Juice Corner. I mean, Sarge is drinking something as well. We can have a Sarge apple juice.
I'm drinking. They're Scottish apples.
Okay.
This is more of a cast apple brewery type.
It's a nice one.
This is very good. I must admit, I do enjoy this one very well.
He's got a sharp beer for a sharp dressed man. That's how he
knows. Apple juice aisle. How did we not think of apple juice aisle for a name?
RDT, what is the percentage of your apple juice?
It's weak. It's like 4.5%.
Oh, I'm going to top Trump you with 5 points.
Trump! Trump!
The wall! No! Triggered!
Not the wall.
All right, we've had RDT's apple juice aisle. I think that's going to be the name now. I think the apple juice aisle.
Okay. That's,
unless you prefer corner, in which case we can keep corner.
But, I never said corner. It was a minute.
Oh, minute. Apple juice minute, of course. Okay. My bad. Okay, fair enough. Apple juice minute. RDT's apple juice minute. We've also got... I'm going to check the homework for this week. That was the aim to have a Bruffy's Racing Corner and talk about the Russian Grand Prix. And I set homework to you two to watch the Russian Grand Prix. Did you?
I watch highlights. I watch Formula One's official YouTube and their highlights.
I watched the last two laps live. I woke up at like 9:30 my time. I was like, oh, F1, oh no! And I ran to the TV. So last two laps. That's all I got. Yeah.
Which the last lap seemed exciting.
It was an exciting last part of the race. It was a slow burner. It wasn't the most exciting of races, but I personally prefer how it has been this year to last year, where it was just chaotic and unpredictable.
I saw there was a crash. Someone got clipped and then turned into someone else. Was that what happened?
Yeah. I think with Formula One now, there's a lot of people saying that there's less overtaking. And the things from last year were meant to aid overtaking and all the terrible tires and things, but you can't have it both ways, and people want it both ways. You can't have exciting, interesting races for every single race and have tires that don't degrade and allow drivers to push all the time. So you know, there's always going to be people who are having issues, and there was things leveled at the Russian Grand Prix because it wasn't that interesting until the last couple of laps. But
who was the winner of the Russian? I should know that.
Wasn't he finished?
Oh my god!
But I forget everything. I didn't take notes. Sarge, come on!
I feel like Buffy's racing corner is going to be short-lived.
It was his first win.
Valtteri Bottas. It was his first ever win.
Oh, it's a B, not dark.
Someone was on their radio and they were like, he asked them, "Well, how did we get ahead of them?" He's like, "You were always ahead of them." He's like, "Oh, okay, cool. Thanks for that."
Yeah, wasn't there like no overtakes into first the whole race or something like that?
He got into first from the off the start, and then he stayed in the lead all the way through until the last few laps when it was very close, but he didn't get overtaken. So, you know, and that's something that people are saying is a bad thing, but, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't change the rules one way and then... I agree that there are much better motorsports out there that are more interesting.
NASCAR! What? I didn't say that.
Jesus. Dale Earnhardt Jr. I didn't bring this up in the racing corner last week, but Dale Earnhardt Jr.
He's putting it on thick.
He's retiring. My Lord and Savior. Well, the son of the Lord and Savior. All right, he's the Southern Jesus.
The son of number three.
Yeah, he's retired, man. I can't believe it.
IMSA is racing.
As for the Russian Grand Prix.
What?
This is some part that I really connected to. Was on the podium. They were spraying each other with champagne.
Yeah.
I think second place was like really blasting first in the face. And I got a little bit uncomfortable watching.
They do that every time. Yeah.
That's normal.
That's standard. Yeah.
Super soaker champagnes.
Yeah, okay. Celebrating the win.
I should probably become an F1 driver then.
just for the champagne at the end.
Yeah, apart from likes of Abu Dhabi, where it is actual apple juice.
Because they're not allowed. Yeah. Okay, do we have any callers?
Do we have any callers? Get them on the line.
Have some callers, boys. First on the line, we've got another fellow mod. It's Mr. C. Wilson.
Oh, cool.
Hello, caller. You've just encountered a choking hazard, so spit it out.
These are great.
You've been waiting for that.
These are great.
You like it?
Oh, that's a classic. Okay.
Hey, Sue Wilson, who's your question for?
It's for everyone.
Everyone, all right. What's your question?
What is everyone's favourite moment from any of the streams that's happened? Mainly on GTA. But
on Brough Stream?
Mainly on Brough Stream, yeah.
Okay.
MCC shenanigans.
Oh man!
Well, for me, it's got to be the muscle week of shenanigans. Has to be. It has to be. That was so perfect. Everything.
Which one was the muscle week?
We got the Dominator race car and the Gauntlet race car. We ran from the cops. Went
good.
To the airport.
Yeah, that
everything was,
really was
on point. Perfect. It was great.
That was the best one.
So.
Bloody hell.
Fire Cole just put something in there. Whatever, I don't care.
You're not allowed to pick yourself.
I mean, it involves everyone if we think about it. I have to say that this is my favorite moment because of your reaction was MCEC season one.
Ooh, I don't think way I, back.
I don't wow. think I did season two. I don't know. Maybe I did. Compacts. I was like 30 minutes late and I showed up in the dilettante, just crashed into everyone and walked away. And your reaction to that was hilarious.
I thought that was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen. It was
that was my favorite.
That's like, on that, YouTube that's still. If you look at the MC season one.
Yeah. I always try to recreate that. But
it's never as perfect as the first time. It all just went flawlessly. It was perfect.
Yeah,
that MC season one compacts round. I think it was round four. I think, but it's still there on YouTube in the MC season one playlist. That's a long. See, this is a difficult question to answer because it is. This is like 3 years of material. 2 years, 3 years of streaming.
I don't think it'd be a hard question for
the time. So much.
Just judging by the amount of moments we've had.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, most streams, there's always something that makes me laugh and. To pinpoint it onto one, think I'm going to go recent. I'm going to go very, very recent. I mentioned it earlier. Seeing his face in front of 20 Chrome F620s was a picture.
That was a picture.
But no, I think that aside, yeah, a lot of the MCCs were good, and I those types of events, and I do hope there's another one coming. But
that is not confirmation of MC season four. Stop it! You'll get the chat all worked up again.
But that really does bring everyone together.
Yeah, the shenanigans are some of the best moments, I think.
Oh man, they were. PC shenanigans was out of this world. It was so good.
Like, specifically the moment on the first one that wasn't part of the overarching story where it was the cargo plane and going up into that. That was, like, that insane. Is, yeah. That was one of the top moments. But I think without going through all my videos and actually watching it all again and trying to actually figure it out properly, the one thing that's sticking out to me right now is the end of the 12-hour live stream. Mm-hmm. We played Backstreet Boys, I Wanted That Way, as we always do at the end of those special streams. Yeah. And the chat was just full of Bruffy love emotes. It was insane. And that was the first time I'd ever done any stream longer than, say, 6 hours for when we did the heist. So, like, that was a significant portion, and I think it was kind of the same for the 24-hour stream, but that was the first time during the end of that 12-hour stream where it was so I felt so much love from everybody, just constant wall of Bruffy love emotes and regular love emotes for those who didn't have the Bruffy loves.
What was that, the first episode too?
That was insane. The end of the 12-hour stream is probably it, I think, for me. That's what comes into my mind straight away.
That was a good one.
Good question. But a difficult one.
Yeah, that was a tough question.
I disagree. It was very easy for me. Very easy for me.
I think if I can just add mine in, I think
mine is my favorite. Of course, MB Hammer. Of course you can.
I know I don't have a camera, but I like to just add my
yeah, you're behind the cameras. You're the producer.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
And the moment that made me laugh the most at any of your streams was the coordinated comedic magnificence of the wall of taco vans. It was just...
Going into what Blade has just said in the chat, that was easily the best overall stream ever, the 12-hour live stream. And that wall of taco vans was in the 12-hour live stream as well. I think that probably was one of the top three, at least, best streams of all time that I've done.
I was in it. So
I've gone back to watch that video multiple times just because it was such a good stream.
Yeah, the highlights. Yeah, it was. Good.
Oh wait, is that? That's not where all the white women at came from, is it?
Yeah, it was. Oh, my God. That was the best stream.
RDT, we got to get in there and find out what's happening.
I had no idea you were streaming when that
12-hour live stream was the best stream. It was.
Oh my god.
If you haven't seen it, go watch the highlights on YouTube. Just search my channel for 12H live stream highlights. Or 12-hour live stream highlights. I don't know which one it is, but yeah, that was such a good stream. Okay, good stuff.
That
thanks,
concludes
C. Wilson.
Our question from C. Wilson. Thank you. Good question.
Do we have time for one more, bruv?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Alright.
Keep going until half past.
Cool. Yeah. Next up, you don't have to worry about pronouncing this one, bruv. You don't have to butcher it. You don't need to worry about that. I'll pronounce it for you. It's Case Master.
I know Case Master. Have you got another little ditty for us?
Why don't you take this one?
Okay.
Welcome to choking. Don't Heimlich maneuver. Hey, how you doing? Welcome. What's your question?
What's your question? Who's your question for, Case Master?
My question is for everybody.
All right.
Good.
What is your question?
Basically, the question is, what do you guys prefer best about your specific platforms, and why are they better than the other one?
Oh, God.
No.
You got to give us an entire podcast
Jesus.
To answer this question.
That is going to be a podcast topic, to be fair. A future topic of the podcast is going to... We're going to have a guest who is a PS4 stalwart, you know. Then we've got RDT, who's the Xbox One, and Noss is PC. And then I play on them all every week, so I can, you know, get the overall approach. But that is going to be a podcast topic at some point. So...
But for now, let's keep it the
best thing about each platform. Like, just one thing. No negatives, no, just the best thing for our each individual platforms. Let's do that.
RDT, go. Xbox One's last anyway, so you can go first.
Ooh. I know Ada the J is going to be pissed about this, but I'd say Blue Eyed Malice. On Xbox, because
you're choosing a person. I don't know if that's.
I'm choosing the people.
The best thing about your platform is someone who plays on it. I'm choosing the platform.
Blue Eyed Malice and the people that we play with, because the people there are like I've made friends for life, and it's just that. Yeah, it's the people. I would say. Because obviously Xbox doesn't stand up to any other consoles.
So you have to put more weight
on the community over there.
I think you could say that about all platforms, though. It's better on Xbox than it is everywhere else.
Okay. We'll come back to that whole topic in the actual podcast. We'll come back to that topic. But that's his number one. Blue Eyed Malice in particular. Blue Eyed Malice is a true OG. And he did go to PS4 for a short amount of time, from what I can remember, and he couldn't handle the controller. And I was so disappointed that he went back to Xbox. But yeah.
All right, Sarge, you're next.
What is your main platform?
Let's start off with that.
I was on Xbox. I'm now on PC.
Well, anyway, whatever your main platform is, what's your favorite thing about it?
The favorite thing is those mods stealing your money.
that's your least favorite thing.
Yeah. No, I think actually the quality of the image now on PC is so much better. Having seen both, and I've said this to you, bruv. I think my racing has improved being on PC than being on Xbox. And I think there's a little lag issue between the two. So I'm not losing all the time. So that's good.
Yeah, I had the same thing. Like, I used to play my consoles on a TV. The input lag on a TV is significant. And when I went to playing on PC, I noticed immediately I did actually feel like I raced better on PC. Now, with my new setup, obviously, even my consoles are hooked up to the same monitors, so I don't have that problem anymore. But that is a point.
Yeah. I was playing on the TV, and yeah, that was great, but yeah, just wasn't very good at racing. So either I've improved or... the software has helped.
I think it's the software.
All right, so I guess that moves on to me. I'm on PC, you all know. My favorite thing about PC is just... you know how to find a PC player. He'll tell you. But it's like how customizable and tweakable the platform is. You can have... any kind of experience that you want, really. Not just like with settings menus and tailoring your settings to your build and being able to build a $400 PC that is absolutely acceptable, or a $5,000 PC that will rock your world. It's a very scalable, it's a very scalable hobby platform to
rock
have.
Your world.
And you know, I love tweaking settings and being able to customize your field of view and stuff like that. Like, just how tweakable, customizable, and open the settings are on the platform is my favorite thing over console, because you can't, you know, there's no field of view sliders on console. There's no unlocked, you know, choose between this frame rate or that frame rate or this. Shut up, RDT.
I'm not saying anything. Not saying anything.
Yeah. I like how Ada the G put in the chat, here we go, it's another 45 minutes. Noscore's
piece. I guess you can boil it down. I'll stop. You boil it down. Choice. That is the best thing about PC gaming is choice.
Customizing, yeah. Okay.
I guess it's difficult for me to answer because I'm on all three platforms equally now. I always keep saying that PS4 is my main platform, and because it always used to be. That's what I used to play most. And now I've gone to having a regimented schedule of playing on PC, then PS4, then Xbox One, then PC. So I give each platform an equal amount of time. But I still think PS4 I would consider to be my main platform. And... Shut up.
That controller, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what I hate about it the most is the controller.
I'm not trying to interrupt you guys, but you don't. I'm just.
Well, we're not supposed to talk about what we hate. That's for later. Get it out. Come on.
I do agree with Nos that the PC customization and the choice is very good. I think that the benefit of the PS4 is that everybody's running the same thing, and you don't have these issues, from my experience at least, the connection issues or the lag isn't as prevalent on PS4 as it is on PC. Xbox One doesn't run the game as well, so you know that's a different story. The PS4, it just works, and it works in such a way that everybody is playing the same game on the same settings in the same way. You don't have these FPS making cars faster or anything like that.
Yeah,
it's a very balanced format. But
I would argue that that is the problem of the game and not of the platform. So I wouldn't take away from the platform for the shortcomings of a game.
Yeah. So I think it depends. Do you know what the next question is, MVH? Thank you, Case Master, for the
let's
question.
Take it. Come on, we can run a few minutes late.
All right, let's
They're
go.
After you, RDT. They're after you.
Thank you for your question, Case, by the way.
We're lucky we haven't heard sirens, honestly.
Thank you for your question, Case. Appreciate it. Good question.
Thank you, Case.
You'll be hearing more about that on its own dedicated episode, so look forward to that.
Yeah.
That soundbite. Beautiful.
It'll be fun.
This is the last question, so we might as well do
this
it.
This is the last caller. He's a return caller.
Yeah.
He is a returning caller.
Hopefully it's not as difficult a question as it was last week.
Mr. Mega Mario, you're on the line. Who is your question for, and what is your question?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's just Bruffy again. I'm trying to think of something for all of you, but I can't.
Uh-huh.
But if it weren't for the fact that your channel, Twitch, everything mainly revolves around GTA, would you still be on that, really? Would you still play that much?
Would I still play GTA?
Yeah, all that much. I mean, you are the leader of the crew and all, but...
Yeah, but that came from the channel itself. So take away the whole YouTube aspect and everything that I've built up around GTA via YouTube. That includes the crew. Nodor wouldn't exist. I'm sure other racing crews would, but say I didn't do anything to do with YouTube, would I still play GTA now, 3 years down the line, almost four years down the line? No, there's no way. It would probably be the same sort of thing as what I would do, what I did with GTA 4, where I played it a lot when it first came out, then I played multiplayer a fair bit, and then I went on to other games, and every now and then I would come back, do a few races, have a bit of fun, and then I would leave it again. Then I'd come back, do a few more races, have a bit of a rage at idiots on PS3, as we've seen, and then go away again. But I think the fact that I play GTA as much as I do revolving around YouTube, it suffers when I want to play other games. I've played a lot less other games because I'm always playing GTA on streams and things like that, and I just don't have the time. I make YouTube videos and it takes so much time and streaming that I feel like I don't get any time to play other games because I just make a video. And without the whole YouTube aspect, say I just had a normal 9-to-5 job, I would come home, I would decide what I wanted to play, and most likely that would be Mass Effect. It would be maybe another racing game. It would, you know, there would be other games that I would want to play in stages, and then I would come back to GTA every now and then. I think I wouldn't play it as much as what I do now anyway, at least.
Yeah, it's kind of like when does a game stop being a game, start becoming a job?
I mean, yeah, that's me speaking from my jaded perception of it now, because it does run my life. Maybe if it didn't have the whole YouTube aspect, I would feel more fresh about the game, that it's a fresher experience, and I would go on and enjoy it more. But to me now, the enjoyment I get from GTA is the things that we do on streams, and the chat interaction and the YouTube videos that I can make around it, more so than the actual experience that I get in the game, I think, if I was just on my own. And no doubt I would be completely on my own. Apple. So yeah, unless I was in a community like Nodo, unless there was a community like Nodo and I was involved in that, then maybe I would play more. It's a very open-ended question as to what situation I would be in, but yeah, thanks for the question again. Another one of those.
I didn't break you this time.
I didn't break you this time. It wasn't as bad as last week.
You better be thinking of a question next time, someone else.
Yeah,
you're going to be returned our YouTube views
this time.
I got to keep that rep now, MB told me.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so
the benchmark.
We shall wrap up here now. This has been fun.
Thank you for your question, Mr. Mega Mario. Much appreciated.
No problem.
Sarge, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Sarge, thank you so much. Is there anywhere that we can find you, that you want people to find you?
You can find me on Twitch, Sarge360, Twitter, Sarge360, Instagram, Sarge360.
I'm gonna link one of them in the YouTube description. So which one do you want linking? Twitch, Twitter, Instagram.
Do my Twitter.
Okay, we'll link the Twitter in the description.
That's it. That'll be good.
All right.
Nos, where can we find you?
if you don't know by now, you're never going to find me, but yeah. Twitch.tv/sugar_free_Nos. Don't spell out the underscores. You'll find me. I do stream with Nate from time
we
to time.
We can't do
it's
this
low
every
quality
week.
Streams.
Yes, we can't.
No, it's
do
not.
This.
I mean, we don't have to explain what we're doing every week. I'm just saying. Best case scenario, we have art that says.
Look, I'm done already. I'm done.
That's all I got. Nos is done already. I already roasted Bruffy on YouTube, so you can find that.
Sarge360.com. It's been a pleasure to have you. And it's you are. We didn't really mention that Sarge is also a mod and was in the i60 video as well. So you know,
I did mention that.
Well in the community. and that's kind of what this podcast is going to be about. You know, getting community guests and things like that, rather than just us three sitting here talking nonsense and then only having a guest when they have like a million subscribers or something like that. That's not what this is about. We want the chat interaction. We want you
to my dismay.
Here. To your dismay, yeah. This is not your approach. Definitely. All right. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye. Hope you enjoyed the show.
I had a cooler this time, everybody.
Show it before we end. You gotta show the cooler.
Come on, show the cooler.
Oh, I gotta show the cooler. Yeah,
show the cooler.
I mean, it's empty now, but just for you guys. I gotta cool.
There we go.
Good stuff. All right, guys. We should see
Have
you
a good
next
week,
week,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back next week, same time. Goodbye.